Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
Come on, it's 6 o'clock. Rise and shine, rise and shine.
It's time for Early Break. Brought to you by Sand Hills Global. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's Jake Sorensen.
Did seem kind of meh.
Husker Online, Steve Sippel.
Surprisingly good.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
I want to buy a couple ducks. I'm bringing two ducks to the office.
This is Early Break.
Good morning, happy Thursday to you, Steve Sippel, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on Early Break. Hope you had a great Wednesday. I did. Royals swept the Cardinals yesterday. How about that? In the loo.
Now, I've never heard it called the loo. I've
never heard that either. No. We got something new now.
The loo.
The sweet loo, yeah. St. Louis. 6-4, 8-5. Two games for the Royals. How about that?
Hey, whatever, take that, Cardinals. Whatever makes you happy, Jake.
I'm in a good mood today.
That's good. Yeah, that is pretty. That's big news, I bet, in the Kansas City Star, right?
It is.
That was.
Yes. I don't know if it's big news in Lincoln, Nebraska, but
well, we carry the Royals.
I caught something
to the station,
that was.
So. Yeah, we do.
It just still kind of amazed me, but I thought it was cool. There's this couple. We were at this event for Gigi and the A Polinaire dance team.
They're still rolling.
What's that? They're rolling. Yeah, they're getting going right now in season number two for Gigi.
Gigi, come on.
Yeah,
Gigi.
They're not the B Polinaires. The A Polinaires.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this couple, and they just gotten back from Colorado because they drove out there to watch the Royals
play. That was
play.
A bad series.
It went bad. It went bad for them. But when I was talking to them, they were like, well, we lost the first two, but they were ahead right now. And they were like had they were tracking the game on their phone at this event.
They really liked the Royals.
And I thought, I these guys
dedication
are fandom.
Right,
I like that.
Was that Alex Gordon and his wife?
No, was not. And then number five. You know, number five?
Yeah. Yeah, thank
old
you.
That old number five.
Old number five. I always know if I park on five, I think of Alex Gordon.
He was number four.
Number four.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Big baseball guy.
Yeah. Gigi.
Yes.
GG, how'd she do?
What's that? Well, this was
I don't even know what it means.
Yeah, I don't even know what you're saying. I don't know. So she's fine. You're making everything awkward now.
No, that's a typical day in here.
No, yeah. I'm not. I'm not making it awkward. Ben's here.
Young yeah. Ben's in the building.
Yes,
Ben. So we're all here.
We're all here.
It's Thursday already.
Ben, track your hours. Let us know. Will you finish today?
What's the update,
yeah,
Ben?
Will you finish today, Ben?
Are you hinting tomorrow, young Ben?
Will there be a vacation coming up we need to know about?
We can't have you go over.
Yes, we cannot have you go over.
Please put your hours on the grease board.
We have a limit here, yes. Young Ben.
Yeah, from now on, we're going to go right up there by our Shut Up Sipple. We're putting it up there.
Yeah. Ben's hours. Oh, I'm putting it in.
It's got to be. It's right up there today. We got to
know
the update.
We'll post it on Twitter.
Yep.
Put it out.
We have a full boat. It's Thursday already.
It is.
God. It's amazing. It's good. One more day.
How's your mood today? I'm in a great mood because the Royals. How about you, Sip?
I just was in the coal mine.
Chit-chat.
I was in the coal mine all day yesterday.
Were you coal mine? Writing? Oh. Was it production day?
Yes, it was a lot of writing.
Yes.
It was production and writing. Right up until 9. Then it was over.
How...
Don't make fun of my writing.
So do you have the famous...
Do may not make fun of
I'm not
me.
Writing
do, you
fun
have
anything.
Do you have the famous writer's block? Does that
yes.
happen?
Probably God.
All the time. Yeah.
God, yes.
So what do you do when you get that, hey, I got to get this out
great
in 15
question.
Minutes?
Go for a
and
drive.
Got, and you get writer's block. What do you do?
Go for a drive.
Do you? Go to McDonald's?
But yeah. I get you.
For the third time in the
third again.
Third time.
Bill, I mean, 100% go to McDonald's.
Yes.
Yeah. That's a given.
It goes over 1,000 times a year.
Yeah. Because I, and, sure and I know you're right, because and I go to the one over on Cornhusker in the Havelock area. I go to the one on 27th. I go to 148th. I go a lot. You're right. Yeah. I never thought about it even. But, you know, two or three coffees a day.
That's what you had thought, too. Is it actually three times a day now?
Well, sometimes. I mean, not all the time. No, sometimes. There's one McDonald's days, too. There's days.
Has there ever been a four?
I'm sure
there's been a four.
Well, I told you that one day I drove from one to the other within 5 minutes.
To get an apple
minutes.
Pie, right?
I got a coffee, and I was talking on the phone. I just went over to the other one and got a pie.
That's hilarious.
You do, though. Everybody, I think a lot of people do that. They talk on the phone when they're driving.
Just go a second McDonald's 5 minutes later. That's very common. Very common
anyway,
thing.
Anyway, no, I did not have an interesting day.
In the coal mine. I like that. In the coal mine.
Yeah, I worked. That's it. It was not fun. Today, I hope we'll be. I'm going to Ashland today to the.
Ashland.
What's going on there?
To the restaurant that you like.
Round the Bend?
Parker's?
Parker's.
Going to see my dad.
All right. Oh, nice. Okay.
Belated birthday. He's buying me a birthday meal. So, yeah, I'm going to take the hog and whip over there.
Quick
trip for dinner. I'm looking forward to it.
Will Adam be there to judge you?
I hope not. God, I hope not.
It's my birthday. Stay the hell home.
I'm joking. I hope maybe he'll be there. I don't know.
Will you guys talk about some legal stuff, like law with your dad?
Now that I have you here.
Did your dad ever watch L.A. Law and go like, that's stupid. They don't do it that way.
No. Yeah. No, he serves people now. He serves warrants. That's just kind of his retirement job, but he's like 80. I was like, what if the guy runs? You ain't gonna catch him.
Does he have a gun?
He has multiple guns, but I'm not. Yeah, so that's it. I'm trying to think.
You could imagine all of a sudden the 80-year-old Mr. Sipple showing up and that I'm getting arrested. I got a warrant for my arrest.
Well, he serves
him
papers.
Yeah.
He doesn't actually cuff anybody.
He should, though.
Incredible if he did.
Does he have the power to do that? No.
I don't think so.
That'd be awesome if he did.
He just kind of look at him, kind of give him the old, hey, tough break, buddy. Just kind of hand it to him.
I wonder.
I crack some jokes. Hey, not your day, is it? Found you. Here you go.
It's hard to find people sometimes, and they make it hard to find. So, yeah.
Is anybody here from the Breakers, text in.
Been ever served?
Ever been? Yes, that's happened. We know. It's okay. We served. Has anybody here ever been a repo man? If somebody was repoing cars.
If Haas is listening, that's what he did when we were in Grand Island.
That would be incredible, I think. All of a sudden, incredible. Just whipping up to a house and trying to steal their car.
Oh, they have ways to do it, too. Yeah.
They have to unhook something.
They have tricks. Well, it's not just cars. It's stereos. It's whatever. And Haas had tricks to do it. Like, he'd lure a guy out of the house and go in and get a stereo.
With what? Like candy or what? Hey.
No, just like a phone call. You know, I don't know how he did it exactly, but yeah.
I couldn't imagine going into somebody's house to try to get their 8-track player back in the 70s. Because they're financing it.
I don't even know if there are repo men anymore. 464-5685.
There was a show a couple years ago called Airplane Repo, where people had to go actually get people's airplane, the private jets. They're way past, way overdue on.
God.
Imagine that.
You got to go steal an airplane from private hangars. This is an actual TV show. I forget which network, but it was awesome.
This sounds like an incredible show.
Good show.
I think it's called
Somebody confirmed. I think it was Airplane Repo. It was incredible.
To tie right into the show of Wings I talked about yesterday.
Yeah.
To tie right into this. Yes.
That's amazing.
The last thing my wife said to me before she fell asleep, she goes, I've never heard of Wings. I've never heard of news radio. I should have. I'll see you tomorrow.
Let's
try this again tomorrow.
She never heard of Wings or talk radio.
No, news radio.
News radio.
The show.
News radio.
News
radio.
The Phil Hartman show.
Well, I'll tell you, I've never watched them, but I heard of them.
Oh, God. They're so good.
Never watched news radio.
Never watched.
News radio will make you laugh out loud. you would LOL.
I was 7 years old and laughed at news radio.
That's
think about that.
Kind of funny. Yeah.
I did think about this yesterday of the three-legged stool. I go, how awesome would it be to have Jake as a neighbor? Because if anybody could have a, if a break,
that would be good.
If a breaker could pick a neighbor, you and me are way down the list.
Yeah,
Jake wins.
You don't want me as a neighbor. I'm
not a bad neighbor, but Jake would be the one like that. Hey Jake, my son just threw the doggone frisbee up on the roof. I got it. He'd be the one doing all the cool stuff.
And he would leave you alone too.
Yeah,
he would leave. You would leave me alone. You'd leave people alone.
I would, but if the time was right, I'd bother you though.
Yeah. Yes.
Hey, come over
for
the cookout.
It'd be so much fun to all of a sudden just look over the fence. Hey Jake, what are you doing over there?
Tool time over here.
Yeah, tool time.
God, you're right. He would be a good
neighbor. Jake would be an incredible. All right, let's do roll call.
No.
I don't got anything else.
I've got some response about the Airplane Repo show.
Okay, I'm going to hear that.
Railroader Matt said they also repoed yachts on that show.
How about that?
Like, how do you get a yacht?
Extremely rich people in arrears. Like, how does that happen? How do they get into arrears when you got that much money?
I think it's more people wanting to act like they're rich.
Yep.
They have some way to get, they talk someone in through some financing to get in this yacht, airplane, whatever. And all, they look really cool. Then all of a sudden, it's like, we cannot afford this. Mm-hmm. This is not up our... We're not going to be able to make the payment on this situation.
Yeah, that's not good.
Corey at Duncan Aviation said, I loved Airplane Repo. Of course you did. It's of interest to you.
God,
and,
dang
and
it.
Kyle says, you are correct, Jake. They also repoed a helicopter once on that show.
Wow.
There's got to be, like, you can watch on YouTube, I'm sure, some clips of that.
Hold it now. Duncan Aviation just chimed in.
He did, yeah. Corey at Duncan about Airplane Repo.
Thank you for stopping and acknowledging that.
That's incredible. Duncan Aviation is, talk about trendsetters.
Duncan Aviation.
Unbelievable.
Duncan Aviation is listening to
us. They
are.
Yes.
Cool.
We appreciate you guys.
Okay, the one other thing I'd add, and before we get to Dion, is that what we're doing?
Yeah, what do you Dion?
Hash holes. Greg looked up what the hash holes are. Yeah. They're in
the early bird?
Yeah. What's it called?
Early bird, 19th and K.
Hold it. Jake, what kind of hole?
Hash hole.
Yeah.
It's a hash brown that's kind of... It's mashed in the middle, and then they put an egg in it.
Oh, wow.
See, that's a big tip.
I didn't know
that's important to know that. Then. I didn't know that.
Sounds
incredible.
My whole life's changed.
That sounds
absolutely incredible.
It does. I thought the same thing.
Going after the show.
Yeah, I mean, now I will add ketchup to it.
We'll see. We're going to put this down. I sent the text out this morning at 5:55 to Jamie. We need a live remote.
Okay.
We need a live remote.
Has he responded yet?
No response
yet. Jamie?
No response yet. I did. 550. I got it right here.
Live remote. Just two old caps. Live remote. Please.
Right there.
Let me see. Confirmation right now.
We would kill a live
remote. We would kill a live remote from Early Bird is what he wrote.
That would be sweet.
He didn't capitalize Early Bird. That's maybe why you didn't hear anything back.
Maybe not.
Punk.
555.
It's fine.
555.
It's fine.
Imagine everybody walk in. What kind of hole do you want? Hash hole.
Nobody says it better than Jake. Although that was pretty good.
Jake does it better. No, it's not. Jake does everything better. He plays.
You got to commit to it, you know.
My favorite.
You got to commit to it.
You had to commit to it.
You did. You commit to it.
One of the best things I heard yesterday was I was still milling around while you were talking tennis.
Always milling around.
During this time. This is milling around. I'm not paying attention to anything. All of a sudden, Sipple tells, he goes, well, it's kind of a rough situation. Jake plays tennis, but he lost to a 75-year-old.
Jake always plays the, he's really
that's
good.
What he has really good. The next comment was, he's a really good 75-year-old. Jake, you're 32.
Tennis players in Lincoln, can you confirm that Maury Higgins is an incredible tennis player in his 70s still?
I don't care, but still good. You're in your 30s, Jake. Jake is 40-something years.
I was actually probably 25 when I lost to Maury.
Don't say that.
I was 25 when I lost to Maury.
So I'm going to tell you right now, so let's say when I was 25, I don't know. Dr. J was 78. I think I'd have a chance to beat him 1-on-1. I think I'd have a chance.
I'd like to watch that one.
I think I'd have a chance.
Dude, Dr. J's got still at 78
Imagine
years
out
old.
There playing Dr. J 1-on-1.
We missed a big opportunity yesterday with Bill. When we had...
We had Alex Guthrie from the tennis tournament. The Lincoln Challenger coming in early August.
How did we not keep you in here?
We should have said...
That would have been for that. Long!
Do we need any line
football! He would have been like... What? But I did when they were talking about...
Footfall.
Oh.
You just call the footfall
from all the way across the field. Send me the best and just let it and play it out. Footfall. Love 30.
point,
pointer. You played tennis.
You played, didn't you?
What's that?
In Pender, didn't you?
We used to play doubles all the time. Me and Duke were partners. Partners. Oh, yeah. We played tennis all the time.
Was he smoking cigs during the snow or
yeah.
not?
And then also we played, the tennis court was right next to the pool. And constantly balls got knocked into the pool. A little help here. The kids
are rifling. Tennis balls are terrible.
They would. We'd have to knock them around a little bit to try to dry them off.
Take a while.
Why did you play doubles?
Doubles, me and Duke against Alan Sweetheim and Scott Miller. Oh, yeah. It was heated.
Did you have an oversized racket?
What's that?
Did you have an oversized or just a standard, like Jimmy Connors racket?
No, it was more oversized. I think I had the oversized racket.
Did you use Tamra's racket?
And then I used to always do that deal. You're kind of straight. And people are always doing that with the racket.
The strings.
I always kind of do that with the strings.
Right before the serve.
I had kind of a cut shot on my serve, too.
I bet you did.
Kind of a spinner. Yeah.
You used Tamra's racket, didn't you?
I think so. But we still played in the day where someone came to play tennis, they would show up with a wooden racket. There'd be a wooden racket.
Well, how about with the brace on it?
Yeah, wing nuts. Better times.
Way better.
Does anybody still have one and play with one of those rackets?
There's a picture of the one with the wooden racket with the brace on it, with the wing nuts.
Oh, we had one, absolutely.
Everyone did. They hung in the garage.
To keep her from getting warped.
Yeah, to keep from getting warped.
Yeah.
If they would, all of a sudden, you pull it out and be like, look at this, warped. It'd be all warped. Like, God.
100.
Better times. That is Idle Chit Chat, sponsored by your friends.
I got out of control.
God bless you.
Newton's Lawn Care.
Please God, we call. Grew up at the exact same time. That's amazing.
Please call or text our life, Andrew.
Simple says it three times a week. We grew up exactly the same.
Almost bizarre world.
We live exactly the same. Everything we talk about is never like, oh, I never heard of that. Never did that. Nope. Everything's exactly
parallel
the same.
We were just
70 miles apart. That was it.
That's it.
That's all that separated us.
That was amazing.
Please call or text Andrew Newton at Newton's Lawn Care at 402-440-6297 for all your lawn care needs this summer and going forward. All right. Big 12 Media Days wrapped up yesterday in Las Vegas, and Coach Prime, Deion Sanders at the podium yesterday. I was telling Bill Sip that his entire time he had sunglasses on inside on the stage.
Oh, boy.
Never took them off. Shades on the whole time in the stage at Allegiant Stadium. Mm. I'm going to play you. There's a short question with an answer about Deion. He was talking about, are his wins judged differently than other coaches out there? Here's Deion Sanders' response to that. Yesterday at the podium at Allegiant Stadium, Big 12 Media Days.
Do you feel an obligation with whom you are to perform at a higher level coach at a higher level?
Yes. I'm judged on a different scale. My wins are totally different than your wins. Your wins, you just judge in football. That's why I have to start out and give you education and academics and so forth. I have to give you those things so you understand there's a greater scope. I can't win 9 games and our GPA suffers. Our GPA can't be high, but we lose another 8 games. We can't not go and grab high school players, and you got a bunch of guys in the portal, out of the portal, that's getting incarcerated. My wins are different. We have to win in every area. That's the way we're judged, and I'm cool with that.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a filling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Because we come a little different.
Dion, Steve Sipple, On3 Network. How is that different than any other head coach in the world? Any other college head coach?
Your win's different. I don't get
what
it
you
still.
Just said, Dion, is pretty much true for any head coach at the college level. What makes it different?
I mean, yeah, I'm not sure.
awkward silence.
I would say that. But is he judged different? Yes. He is judged
he
different.
He is, but the way he laid it out didn't.
They didn't that really part didn't.
He definitely is judged
he's,
different.
He's definitely judged different, but not for all the reasons that he that,
you are 100% right. When I saw Jake's rundown, I thought, yeah, he is judged different. I want to see what he says. But what he said, you could have said, anybody could have, any head coach could have said it.
But to be in his shoes, how he's judged, it's way different.
It is different.
It is different.
More attention.
There's more attention to. I mean, they had game day there.
Right off
college
the bat.
Game day was there, and so that tells you something of the power of recognition that they had.
Yeah, he is. There's no doubt about that. But you know, come on, he creates that, right? He brings that on.
Well,
he likes it.
The story yesterday was correct. They got $2.5 million or $3 million signing bonus from the Big 12 gave him for Colorado to, and the other three did not get that.
Oh, I did not see Arizona, that. I did not see that part.
Said, yeah, Arizona State, Utah did not get that. Colorado got bonus money for flipping conferences.
Is that right?
That was a story I read. Now, could it be one of those, is there fake news that I believe sometimes? Yes, that could be it, but that was a factual story that was told.
Thunder says in the text line, Dion is judged differently because he brings it upon himself. He begs for the attention.
Well, yeah, that's what I was just saying.
Absolutely.
He does. He gets, but he can also handle the attention very well.
He can. Now, I don't know. It's an interesting conversation. 61%. He lost 61% of his true freshman incoming high school players from last year and transfers. So he lost 61% of those players. I was thinking about this last night. If that happened at Nebraska, if after Rule's first season, there was a mass exodus, 61% of the freshmen and transfers left. Can you imagine the freak show that would ensue here? Can you imagine the panic, the commentary? It would be crazy here. We couldn't handle it. We couldn't withstand it. You couldn't have Deion Sanders at Nebraska. The place would melt. There would be a colossal meltdown if we had that at Nebraska because it's too traditional. We wouldn't even know how to size that up, right?
It'd be a disaster with Deion here. Very likely.
I think it would. I mean, Jake, that's a harsh.
I don't know.
That's harsh.
I don't know if that would be. It could be very successful, too. Because
it could be. But, Bill, I'm telling you, if 61% of the players left, we wouldn't know we wouldn't know how to react.
Yeah. Probably the biggest difference, but he mentioned it several times, the team that he came into compared to what Coach Rule came into, Nebraska was much better, especially defensively.
Way better off.
So that numbers, I mean, Colorado was a –
Beleaguered.
They were 1-11 and pulled off a miracle, I think, to beat Cal or somebody.
That's what it was.
And so it's just they should have been 0-4. There was a bad football.
Did he just assess it and say we got to tear it down to the ground?
Right. And then I think I would imagine the turnover will be way less from here on. I think they had to when they went out to try to fill their roster with like 70 players. I mean, they were grabbing people. Everyone said like, who's this guy? He didn't hardly play for them or whatever. I think they were trying to fill a roster, just trying to get guys out there.
So it's part of the process.
Yeah, part of how Colorado, went about it was, this is a bad team, and we're going to eliminate everybody.
It must have been really bad.
And then we're going to rebuild it. And then when we rebuild it, we took people because you don't go out and just find, who are the 70 best players in the portal? They're available. Well, a lot of those players don't come to Colorado. Yeah. They went someplace else.
So you're getting,
and so you're getting, and so now it's like, okay, I'd imagine what goes down as they is if they continue on this path.
I'm still curious for Deion himself. Well, if he's interested in coaching when Shadur moves on to the NFL, he took over, went to Jackson State basically when Shadur was a freshman. Is that right, or was that right before he was at a freshman there?
I think he was
a
freshman.
Go there.
Yeah. Will he keep coaching after his boys are gone? Probably depends on the options he has.
The interest he has.
Depends on the options, right? I mean, how many options will he have? I don't know. I mean, he might have some. It depends on how he does this year.
Their schedule is, I don't have my, I'll have to get my magazine is in there. If you pull up their schedule, it's front-loaded, not bad, back-loaded, pretty rough. We talked about this, and for them, it's a must-win versus Nebraska.
You don't toss around must-win very
well. Yeah, I can kind of even go back on that, but it's a key win for them because they have, you know, notably, that what is they're being told is two first-round draft picks. Mm-hmm. And one
maybe
of them
two
is
top 10 picks, possibly.
Possibly. And one of them is a quarterback. It's different if you have the top left tackle and the top right guard. That's different than having the quarterback as that.
North Dakota State off the bat in Nebraska.
Monster game. Yeah. That's, you know what? Mm-hmm. That's a monster game for Nebraska. Colorado, North Dakota State. Mm-hmm. The viewership in Nebraska will probably be gigantic
for that
game. They'll watch that as if Nebraska's playing.
Right.
They will.
And then they're at Colorado State, third game. Then hard game. Then Big 12 play begins. They have Baylor at home. Then they're at Central Florida.
Tough one.
At K-State.
Tough.
At Arizona. Three straight road games. And then they got Cincinnati. Then they have, they're at Lubbock, at Texas Tech.
Tough.
Then they play Utah in Boulder. Yeah. Kansas on the road. Oklahoma State in Boulder to close out the year.
So they have the top two teams everybody's talking about in the league is Utah and Oklahoma State. And they got them both.
And K-State. And they're K-State. They're the top three teams, all three of them.
They got the top three teams, and they go on the road. I mean, that's a tough schedule.
If he gets to 500, he's doing well. Mm-hmm. If he can get six and six out of that, that's good. He won't.
He did address the North Dakota State game and said, you know, in a joking manner, I wish we didn't have that game off the bat. We'd like more of a layup. Rick George, AD, take a little shot as AD. But
I wonder how
he
really
feels.
I don't
blame him for that either.
I don't know. Why? I mean, don't you want to get tested?
How would Nebraska fans do if you've had the first game against North Dakota State?
We'd be nervous.
Hell yeah, we would. And understandably so.
That's why you want him as your neighbor right there. Hey, Jake, what do you think? Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, we would. We'd be nervous.
And if you want discomfort, have North Dakota State beat Colorado. Then there'll be discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
Here. Yeah. We'll be uncomfortable. Oh, great. I mean, what if we don't beat them? Mm-hmm. You know, that'll be in the back of everybody's mind. But you'd be nervous if Nebraska... Yeah.
I would not like that. I would not like that at all.
Yeah, you'd be nervous because there's no... You don't... It's if you beat them... All right, I'm going to say it. It's not a big win. It's really not a big win.
No.
It's not.
However,
you're playing down a division.
You cannot count an FCS win as a big win. You can't. Now you're in the Big 12. You can't. They are tough, but I'm just telling you.
No, you can't.
You can't count it. It's right now, if you just stick to the old rules, which we're still under the old rules of 85 scholarships, and they're at 63.
Mm-hmm.
So that alone, just stop.
It's not a big win.
Just stop.
Won't be a big win for Colorado. No. It shouldn't be.
Occasionally, there is a time when someone may go to North Dakota State over a Northern Illinois or something. That can happen sometimes. But overall, right now, if it comes down, if I'm sitting there and I'm recruiting at Nebraska, and it's like, what's it down to? It's us in North Dakota State. If I'm the head coach, I'd look at you like, what are you talking about?
Why would we do that? Because we're not going to get anything from a win. And if we lose, it's a colossal story. Mm-hmm.
There's nothing to gain there. It's all
not
to
much
lose.
To gain.
All to lose, nothing to gain.
Yeah, not much to gain at all.
I'm making the prediction that Colorado beats them by 27.
Oof. Really?
Yeah, the Colorado beat them by, they'll beat them pretty handy.
Jackhammer them?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know. They got a lot of
skill on the outside. The teams that
they do.
North Dakota States
they do.
And the South Dakota States, if they played tough, is they get into some phone booth games. You know, North Dakota State goes to K-State, or they went to Iowa, South Dakota State.
Phone
last
booth
year.
Games.
And all of a sudden, it's like they're playing into their toughness. I think like that. There's still toughness there, but when they get some the wide receivers that they have at Colorado,
yeah,
they really have, talented. They have yeah.
It's not just Hunter
Jake.
They
have a first. Yeah, they have a first. You know, first round draft pick at quarterback. So I think eventually that will
right.
speed
that will haunt him. That will haunt
speed
him.
Might get him.
I'm curious how the O line holds up. All new O line against it. Probably a very solid defensive line that North Dakota State
probably
has.
Probably. You're right though. I am curious about that. But, how will that left tackle?
Shadur should be better though.
How will that true freshman left tackle hold up? I don't know. I'd wonder that too. 27. That'd be great. I hope you're right, because that'll just.
I mean, increase make this, so much for the game the next week.
Yeah. This is going to be fun.
It will.
It's on NBC. Nebraska,
not right. Fox.
We got that's correct. It's on
He's
NBC.
Man,
it's
jump
6:30.
Me on that.
Thank you, Keith.
Yeah.
Well, now we know
who's
that
doing
for
the
sure.
game. I wonder who does games for NBC now.
Don't know that.
I don't know. NBC. They're gonna have to show me something, because that does not fire me up. Fox fires me up.
Yeah, Joel Klatt, yeah, Gus Johnson. Let's go.
Fox. I like Fox. I like CBS.
They'll have somebody good.
Yeah, I like CBS. I like ABC and ESPN. I don't get in the NBC because they don't do it. That's not their deal.
Ben, figure out NBC's lead team, lead college football. Come on, Ben. Now kick into gear.
This is your chance, Ben. Wake up, buddy. It's okay. He's so happy. I mean, he's like, he goes. He's on his phone. He goes, this is just like vacation.
Back in Colorado.
Like back in Colorado.
Vista. We're not going outside at all.
What's it like out there, guys?
Anything else from Dion?
That's all I got from Dion. That was the main stuff from Dion. But he says he's judged differently for his wins, which again I think we agree with. But his response to that was
odd.
Not how he backed it up, probably.
No, so
I totally agree that he's judged differently. Go ahead, Bill. Sorry.
Big 12 killed the media days. They did it. Your Mark killed it. All the coaches did. The league is top to bottom. I mean, just think about the cast of characters rolling through. Gundy. Oh, who's up here? Oh, Malzahn's up here now. I mean, they have people. Everyone knows. You know the face of each team. West Virginia came back same way. They're hot. You know, they're
Lance.
Hot.
You have Lance.
Lance. I mean, Joey McGuire out God, there.
Good point.
I mean, all these coaches. You don't just look at them and go like, God, what?
Nope.
What? Nope. Everyone. You,
oh, they're good. You
know, they're like, oh, yeah, Baylor sucks. Like that. Well, they nope. won the league a couple years ago, and Aranda's their coach. So is that really that bad? Is BYU? Yeah, they're picked in the bottom four. Well, that's a national brand. They sell out in 78,000
Yeah, and
stadium.
They had won 11 and games in 2020.
Yeah, so
they won 11 games in 2020.
The crew is Ian Eagle's son, Noah Eagle, and Todd Blackledge will be on the call.
Not
That's pretty good.
Not bad.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
I'll take that.
I'll get on this one now. Everything's flipped here.
Blackledge.
Yes.
Hello.
Everything's changed.
Bill, you like that.
Oh, yeah. Everything flipped on me.
See, we're old guys. So we glom on to Blackledge.
Yeah, I thought we were going to get two names I never heard of.
Yeah.
No.
Why do you lock on to him?
Like old school.
Okay. All right.
He's good.
He is good.
Yeah.
He used to do a segment when I think it was on ABC, wherever he went, he had a segment of going to eat someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Food place. It was incredible. That's why I couldn't wait to see it.
Sometimes when I listen to you, I question whether you were even coaching. How do you know things like that? Weren't you getting ready for games?
Sometimes.
You watched every episode of Wings, which begs the question, what the hell were you doing?
Well, you wonder why I'm sitting here now. Where's Bill? He's watching Wings. Is he watching their third down stuff? No, he's watching
you
Wings.
Missed the meeting.
He's watching news radio. He missed the meeting.
He's on the phone with Jake.
Bill's busting the gut factor. What's happening?
He's laughing.
He's not on the phone with the recruit. He's on the phone with Jake.
Talking about the episode of news radio.
You see what Hartman just said?
Blackledge and Eagle.
That's Noah Eagle. So not Ian, but
okay. Ian. Noah, oh, what if it was Ian?
That guy is awesome.
Talk about dude factor.
Good job, guys.
Ian Eagle, very good.
Oh,
good question. I wonder if Blackledge will go eat someplace here in town.
What would you recommend?
What's that?
What would you recommend?
Oh, what? I'd send him to Misty's Havelock for the prime rib bits.
What about the bird?
What's that?
How about early bird?
Well, for breakfast, I look at that in two different ways like that. What kind of hole?
Hash hole!
We'd send him to the bird.
We'd send him to the bird, absolutely. Bird.
Come on.
Yeah. And then to Misty's at night.
And Misty's
that's in Havelock.
In Havelock.
Yeah, that's a good day
Can someone find out for me, did they still, Does the pep band, marching band, whatever, still come through
Pretty
Misty's
sure they do.
On Friday nights?
Pretty sure they do.
They used to come through Misty's on a Friday, and all of a sudden, this, out of the blue, the cheerleaders and band showed up at Misty's Havelock.
Incredible.
Yeah. Rolled through.
Seen it. I think they still do it.
I think they went to Grandmother's also, which is now not there at 70th and A anymore. They would go on to there.
Did they?
I'm just telling you right now, if all of a sudden I'm playing the trumpet in the band, which Mike DiGiacomo chime in, he played the trumpet for the band. I'd like to know how much fun it would be like just all of a sudden out in the parking lot of Misty's, and all of a sudden you just come barging through like that. Because you know they're throwing down some cocktails as they whip through there. Someone's handing them a drink and with the band and cheerleaders. I mean, that'd be fun. We're going up. Got grandmothers next. Let's roll.
Yeah, you'd have to try hard not to have fun.
That would be, if you were doing that, you'd have to be a complete, we got to do that tonight. Misty's again. Oh, I don't want to do that. I'd be like going, are you kidding me? I'd like to have the fake trumpet. I'd come marching through. I'd like to do it right. If it's possible, if you're with the band, could I get involved? I'd like to get myself a band outfit. And roll through one time.
Band outfit.
One of those big,
needs to happen.
Heavy wool.
Yeah. With the hat.
With the hat.
Yeah,
with the
hat. Oh, my God.
High stepping through them. Before I get to break, a quick plug for our friends at Trados. Grain marketing is very important. It's always difficult to figure out what's the best way to do it. But Trados, they've got it figured out. They've met many farmers that have found their grain marketing plan frustrating and intimidating. The goal is to use their ingrained expertise to your advantage. We help alleviate the stresses of grain marketing so you can stay focused on what you love. Go Trados.com.
Trados.
I tell you one thing now. Don't forget, Alex is up in Hardington. And he's killing it with Trados up there. And John's in Nebraska City. They've called this group of people, and they've called Adam Ickes the Ted Lasso of commodities.
You're kidding me.
He's the Ted Lasso. Yes. He's like, believe. He is the Ted Lasso. That's the kind
in
of
in their industry, he's known as that.
He's known as Ted Lasso in the industry. That's what he's known as. Believe.
Ickes has special dude.
He does. And he's got guys. I mean, like I said, stop up and see Alex. Go see John in Neb City. I mean,
Hardington and Neb City.
Yes. They're everywhere. Remember, they're in also the central part of the state. In Central City. Yes.
God dang. I mean, Central City, Hardington, Nebraska City.
Yeah, and Lindsay.
That's in Lindsay.
They're in Lindsay.
We know you like Lindsay.
They're Lindsay. That's
the city of Lindsay.
So what it is, like I said, this is imagine having a Ted Lasso come into your into your farm. Oh. God, that'd be incredible.
I love those.
They got a game plan.
Those locations are regal.
Yeah, they're Lindsay. Any chance we could go up there maybe and do a live remote? That Steve, that'd be right in your wheelhouse.
Well, it would be uncomfortable for some reasons, but that'd be great. Maybe Central City would be better.
Check out GoTredas, GOTREDAS.com. When we come back, update on the top 100 players from EA Sports. Does Nebraska have anybody in the top 100? We'll tell you next in an early break on The Ticket.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.